today we want to look at this thought. It's a very serious thought. Jesus came to set the captive free. Amen. To heal our addictions. But we are often looking to everyone and everything except Jesus. Now today I want us to get focused on the one that really came to set the captive free. Jesus sets people free from strongholds, things you were born with, curses and things that's been descending down through your ancestors, to set people free from bondage and every kind of addiction there is. Psalm 91, verse 3 says, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." You see, the Lord shall deliver you from the trap of the evil one. And the Bible says that your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion. It says he has wiles and strategies and plans. And here it says traps. The devil has a plan for you, and it is not good. But the Lord will deliver you from everyone if you fast and pray and seek God and obey him and meditate on the word of God. It says, shall deliver you. It doesn't say if, and, or maybe. Shall deliver you from the trap of Satan. Amen. And then it says, from the noisome pestilence. What is that? COVID-19, that's what it is. It killed millions of people all around the world. And this says he'll deliver you from the plague. I was delivered from it twice. Never got it. Never tried to put it on me. But I refused it because I believe the word of God. The Lord came to set me free from this and deliver me from every trap and from every pestilence, every plague. That includes the Asian flu. I don't believe it. Well, then you're not going to receive it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Well, why don't God heal more Christians? Because they don't believe the word. At least I know that was my problem. When I started believing the Bible, things changed. And you believe enough to do it when you give and when you pray and when you fast, when you go to church, when you meditate upon God's word. If you're not a doer of the word, you're automatically going to have problems. Psalm 91, verse 14, "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him." Do you love Jesus? How many loves Jesus? That's the only qualifier there. "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him." Do you believe that? What do you need to be delivered from? Most of us, a lot of things we need to be delivered from is us. Addictions, strongholds, bondage, lust, all kind of things, food addictions. All those things can be broken. Instead of sitting around feeling guilty, we need to get in the prayer closet and get in the word of God and get it broken. Amen. The problem is we're trying to fix ourselves when God wants to fix us. Amen. Amen. I got three amens on that one. Man, I'm blowing it away today. Verse 15, let me see. "Therefore will I deliver him." I'll set him on high. Not just deliver him, but set him on high. Position of honor. "Because he hath known my name." What's the name?
Jesus.
What's the name? What name do you pray in? When you rebuke the devil, what name do you use? You're wasting your time if you don't use that name. Or at least it's in his name. You might forget to say it, but it's in his name and you know it. Verse 15, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him." Now, does he say he's going to answer you no matter what? No. When you call. How do you know how to make a call? You know how to call other people to get them to pray for you. How about just calling straight in?
Amen.
It's great to have people agreeing, don't misunderstand. But at the same time, we need to call in. "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble." You got trouble? He didn't say you wouldn't have trouble. He just said he'd be with you and deliver you. "I'll be with him in trouble. I will deliver him." That means her too. Some of the feminists, at least years ago, get all upset God, because I always says he and him and man. But if you read Genesis, it says God created male, man, male and female. Male and female created he them. When the Lord says man, he means male and female. It really helps if you turn your brain on. Yay. And do a little study. Now look, two requirements. He has set his love upon me. Do you love him? And number two, he shall call upon me. That if you're not calling, you're not probably getting any answers. Except by the mercy of God. Sometimes he just does things out of his mercy because he has mercy on us. But we need to do what we're asked to do. Well, why do I need to pray? It's called obedience. Many are trying to be free through human effort. Except human effort alone does not work, especially when you're dealing with demonic things. There's no psychiatrist that can cast the devil out of you. Amen. Unless they're spirit-filled and they know the power of God. Luke chapter 11, verse 21. When a strong man, fully armed, y'all having fun so far? When a strong man, God told me to preach this. I haven't preached a message like this in a long time. But if you like what I preach, it's because God told me to preach it. If you don't like what I preach, God still told me to preach it. Amen. I make sure I got it before I come out here. I am not in a popularity contest. I'm trying to keep him happy. Amen. And trying to keep myself free. And if I help you get free, stay free, then I'm very likely to get free, stay free. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house like Satan, his possessions are undisturbed. He has taken a lot of people captive, and the only way we're going to break his stronghold is by the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 22, but when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away from him all his armor. In other words, he disarms the devil. He takes away from him all his armor on which he had relied and distributes his plunder. You see, Jesus is the stronger one. Yes, the devil. The Bible says the devil is ruling over the whole world right now. That's why you see all these plagues and earthquakes and hurricanes. This is the devil is really ruling over this place. But the reason he gets away with it is because God's people do not realize they have authority and stand up and stop him. Amen. Many times we have prayed and stopped a storm that was coming for sure. No way to stop it. But we stopped it in prayer. Now, don't misunderstand. God stopped it. But he answers prayer. Turn your brain on. But when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away from him all his armor on which he had relied and distributes his plunder. Jesus is the stronger one. Satan is the strong man who has been defeated and disarmed through the benefits of Calvary. Now we can be set free from bondages, addictions, and strongholds. The yoke can be broken off of your life. Jesus sets people free from eating disorders, from nicotine, alcohol, drugs, illicit sex. He sets people free from fear, rebellion, deception, and even depression. Jesus came to deliver and heal the broken, the bruised, and those caught in addiction. 2 Timothy 2:25, this is talking about a pastor in humility, correcting those who are in opposition so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will, that they may come to their senses and escape. If you're going to escape the bondage and the strongholds of the devil, you've got to know the truth. Guess what you're hearing right now? The truth. I'm an arbiter of truth. I don't care what anybody else says, thinks, or does. My job is to preach truth, because the truth will set you free if you'll believe it and act on it. Take authority yourself. And don't wait for the pastor to show up or a person you really count on as a spiritual leader to show up. Take authority yourself. It's okay to get them to agree with you. But Jesus Christ didn't say he gave authority to everybody except you. I give you authority. And Jesus said, whosoever, truly I tell you, whosoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown in the sea, it'll be done. Mountain, demon, devil, whatever it is, it says whoever. Whosoever. But whoever, raise your hand, please. Whoever, come on. David, raise your hand. Okay, thank you. At least didn't long pick on you for a while. Verse 26, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive. Y'all pay attention? Having been taken captive by him to do his will. That's the New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. And that they may come to their senses and realize they have authority and take that authority and escape the snare. Y'all pay attention? Isn't this good scripture? Having been taken captive by him to do his will. And I have to admit, I haven't accomplished all of this, but I've come a long way. And this is the way it works. Having been taken captive by him to do his will, we all know Christians right now who have been trapped and bound by the enemy. Many are trapped in addictions like, as I said, alcohol, drugs, illicit sex, and in a spirit of rebellion. I've seen some Christians just with a spirit of rebellion so bad, they keep getting fired because they rebel against their boss. And deliver from things like anger, and I said depression already, and infirmities, sickness and disease. We must recognize when we are in a trap and know there is a way of escape. My aunt, I had an aunt. I mean, she had all kind of problems with terrible depression. And I mean, she'd be up one day, she's the happiest, friendliest person you ever seen. The next day, she was totally wiped out with that thing. And I was just a teenager, and I went to a T.L. Lowry meeting, his headquarters right here in Cleveland. I guess I don't know if he's still alive. He's quite a bit older than me, but there's still a few people left older than me. And he was had a tent set up, and he was a young guy too. I was a little younger, and he called my aunt out. I didn't even know if she was there. I just heard about it. It was about 30 miles north of Rome, Georgia, and I drove up there. I don't even remember now why I went. I just went. He called her out. I think it probably God wanted me to see this. Amen. He called her up and prophesied over her. And he said, if you don't get free, stay free. This will go destroy your life. Now, just a preacher, never seen her before in his life. She lived in Alabama, and I guess he lived up here in Cleveland. And she was free for a while. She let that thing come back on her. It totally destroyed her life. Went up divorcing my uncle. It was my aunt by marriage. And it just about wrecked her whole family. And she moved down to another city. And a few years ago, she died. And listen, you can be set free from this stuff. Amen. Your children can be set free. Somebody say another amen. Amen. I heard a couple. Yay. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. I emphasize that a lot. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. I emphasize that even more. And then to preach deliverance to the captive. And that's what he's having me to do today. I believe he's preaching through me the deliverance to the captives. And the devil's taking you captives. Well, I'm not demon-possessed. You don't have to be demon-possessed to have a demonic problem. You remember the lady? I might get to that later, but she was paralyzed. She couldn't stand up straight, and it says it was a spirit of infirmity. And Jesus touched her. That thing left. She stood up straight, and he said, and ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond. She was a child of God, a daughter of Abraham. And the Satan had crippled her. Well, he can't do that to a Christian. Who are you to say that? Jesus said it was a demon. He set her free. You don't get to just change what Jesus taught. Amen. There's too many preachers doing that, explaining things away. She had a crippling arthritis or crippling disease of some kind, and Jesus said it's a demon. The Bible says plainly she had a spirit, evil spirit. That's what it was. And he set her free. I'm telling you, the deliverer's in this room. I feel like he showed me, anyone here today that you really want to be set free, you can be set free. He didn't send me to preach this to waste your time. And it may not be instant, totally 100%, but when God touches you and puts something in your heart, you walk it out. Amen. Jesus healed a blind man, and he said he saw men as trees walking, which means everything was still blur. And the Lord prayed a second time, and then he could see clearly. Sometimes you just got to hang in there. Amen. Until you get full deliverance. I think it's what happened to my aunt. You know, it came back, and she didn't fight it off. I mean, you got to fight that thing off. In that situation, it's demonic. And that's what T.L. Larry called it. Really, it's a demonic oppression. You got to get that thing off of you and keep it off of you. You don't let it come back. Well, how do I do that? In the name of Jesus, you lying devil, you know, putting that back on me. You don't have to do it just like that, but that's the way I do it. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised or crushed by life, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That really means, I believe, to preach the year of restoration. I believe this is God's year of restoration for everybody who wants to be restored from everything the devil has stolen, everything he's done to cripple you or hurt you, depress you. You can be set free today. Here again, it may not seem to be a full-fledged miracle. It may try to come back. That's where you stand in faith for yourself. How many believe you do have authority as a born-again believer? How many believe you can speak to your mountains? Do you believe the preacher's the only one that can speak to your mountains? Verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus is still present to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free, to restore sight to the blind, to heal those who have been crushed by life, and to preach the year of restoration. People are not being set free because they're looking to everyone and everything except the boss, the head guy, Jesus Christ. Jesus came to set the captive free from addictions and from every stronghold and bondage of the devil. If the devil's taken any of us captive in the area, we can and must be set free to please him. Luke chapter 7, verse 37, a woman who had lived a sinful life. Now some people, well, I'm not worthy. That's the devil telling you that. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. A woman who had lived a sinful life brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. And this was an evil, wicked woman, and everybody knew it. But she fell in love with the Son of God. Come on. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed his feet. Do you love Jesus enough to kiss his feet? And back those days, they walked everywhere they had sandals, so there's no telling what was on his feet. He was a human, remember, and God all at the same time. Kissed them and poured perfume on them. This ungodly woman set her love upon Jesus, verse 48. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. It's that simple. Verse 50, also, Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. If you're saved, it's your faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way you're going to make it to heaven, is you're going to be saved by faith. And not just faith for a couple of days. You live by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Some people seem to teach you live by faith 15 minutes, 15 days, 15 years. No, you live by faith in Jesus Christ as long as you live. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are gone. I mean, are forgiven, which means gone. Verse 50, he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. When God really delivers you, you go in peace. Amen. And Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, and as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. See, that what we are agitated. See, that's what we do. We get peace, and before we get in the parking lot, we start listening to the lying devil, telling us of everything that's going to go wrong, and we lose our peace before we get in the car. So how do you know that? Because I live in the same world you do. And I have to fight that thing off. Devil, you're not just, I got peace. You're not going to disturb it now. Anybody paying attention? Thank you, Jesus. We have all kind of preachers come in here, but buddy, I preach the word. If you're going to get healed, this is the way to do it. And I'm not putting any of them down, but if you don't stand on the word of God, the thing's going to come right back. Amen. It's my job to teach you the word of God. It's your job to believe it. Your faith has made you whole. Because she loved him and believed in him, Jesus set her free from the power of sin and gave her peace. She was in bondage to sin and guilt, but Jesus forgave her, delivered her, and made her whole. You see, if anyone or anything has ungodly control over us, we can be set free. Instead of sitting around feeling guilty, get a hold of God. Acts chapter 3, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry. How many believe that God has seen your affliction? Amen. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people who are in Egypt and who are in Knoxville. And have heard their cry. There it is. You got to be praying and talking to God. And heard their cry because of their taskmasters. What taskmaster do we have? The devil tries to be your taskmaker. Tries to keep you depressed and down and harassed. And you got to take authority over the taskmaster. And Satan was your slave master. But if you're born again, you've been bought and paid for. You now belong to Jesus Christ. It's time we all started acting like it. I'm a child of God, devil. Start acting like it. And by that I mean like that. Take authority over him. And have heard their cry because of their taskmasters and oppressors. For I know their sorrows and sufferings and trials. I know the sufferings and the sorrows and the trials of the people in the Knoxville Christian Center. And in the city of Knoxville, in the county of Knox in this state of Tennessee. I know what you're going through, verse 8, and I have come down to deliver them. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the power of the Egyptians, in our case, from the power of the devil, and to bring them up out of that land to a land good and large. Not just deliver you, but to bring you to a better place. That's what he's done for me. I'm the most blessed one in my family because 11 years old I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And I've tried to serve him ever since. I took a year off for bad behavior once, but other than that. And I have come down to deliver him out of the hand of the power of the Egyptians, to deliver them out of the power of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a land good and large, a land flowing with milk and honey. There it is. Well, I don't know if milk is good for you. It is. It's in the Bible. Flowing with milk and honey. A land of plenty. I know some people are allergic to it, but let's pray God to set you free because milk's good. Amen. He said, well, you drink a lot of coffee. Well, I make about half milk. Amen. Anyway, I'm telling all my secrets today. I got to get off this fast before I tell everything I know. He has come down to deliver us today in this room and live stream wherever you are. Yeah, but you got to make a decision. Am I going to believe him or not? Amen. Am I hopelessly addicted or am I going to get set free from this thing in the name of Jesus? Amen. A lot of people suffer from horrible depression. You don't have to truly hath borne our sickness, carried away our pains, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. What does that mean? It means he was whipped that you might have peace. He's provided for your depression. God said, I know their sorrows and sufferings and trials. The Lord has seen our bondages and taskmasters and has come today to set us free. Jesus will deliver us, just like he delivered those people. Isaiah 49, verse 24. Can the prey be taken from the mighty man? Are the captives of a tyrant be rescued? What's the answer to that? Can the prey be taken from the mighty man? Are the captives of a tyrant be rescued? As I'm preaching this, if you believe it, you're being set free. I feel like the Lord showed me that. You don't need to come up here and have hands laid on you. The word is working in you where you sit. If you're paying attention. Ushers, look around and see if anybody's on their cell phone. If it is, take it away from them. Be careful, you may get shot. But pay attention. The word of God is where it is. Well, I want one of those great preachers to come back. This is what you need. About every time I've been healed, just this, the word of God. And I didn't get what I preached from Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, or anybody else. I got it praying and fasting over this book. People, well, you sound like some of these other people. Well, maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong, but I know God spoke to me. And it's from this book. My word is spirit and life. I have come down to deliver them. Isaiah 49, verse 24, can the prey be taken from the mighty man? Or the captives of a tyrant be rescued? Does your captivity seem impossible? As it was in this situation. Verse 25, surely, thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty man will be taken away, the mighty double. He's mighty if you don't know your authority. And the prey of the tyrant will be rescued. Those who have been taken captive by the tyrant will be rescued. For I will contend with the one who contends with you. I will fight the one who fights you. Don't mess with me because God fights for me. Amen. And the people who picked a fight with me found that out. Can you say amen? Same is true of you. God's no respecter of persons. A lot of preachers crow like, you better not touch me. I'm protected. So are you. You just need to know it. And I will save your sons. You think your children are almost in a hopeless position? They're not. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. I will save your sons, and of course, sons and daughters. I will rescue you and your children. If Satan or some human has ungodly power over you, the Lord desires to set you free from it. During the Iraq war, now the Lord uses me to pray for world situations and situations in this country. I don't get up and crow about it. But very often through prayer and intercession, I've seen things radically change. In this country and in foreign countries. And this is one of them. During the Iraq war, there was a U.S. Army support team unit. Some of you may remember it, especially if you're a veteran. They were taken captive by Saddam Hussein and by his military. I prayed for them because I knew they'd probably kill them. And I prayed for them, and God told me that he was going to deliver them. It's plain as day. And then they just disappeared. And they'll say, yeah, God's going to deliver them. They're all dead. Then they found a mass grave where a lot of people have been buried by the Iraqi soldiers. And the devil says, see there, they're all dead. Guess what? They found every one of them alive and they were all set free. Can God deliver from the tyrant? Even physically in this earth, in this realm, yes. You got an oppressive boss, God can take care of that guy. Just don't be an oppressive boss. You see, God still delivers. In Psalm chapter 142, verse 7, Psalm 142, verse 7, bring my soul out of prison. Wow. Get a load of that. Some of you looking it up, you need to look it up or write it down or circle it or something. You bring my soul out of prison so that I may give thanks to your name. God wants to deliver you so you can praise him and show forth his praises to everyone around you. See, we may feel like our souls are in prison, but today we can be delivered. Listen to this verse from Psalm 23. I mean, like Psalm 23. Verse 3 says, he restoreth my soul. Say that with me. He restoreth my soul. Come on. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. That means to me he restores you completely. Because everything's connected in the soulish realm. And if he restores your soul, that's everything. You can't be healthy and just be healthy emotionally. It's got to be physically, socially, in every way. Amen. The Lord restoreth my soul. You see, he will deliver us from bondage and restore our mental and emotional health. Jeremiah verse 30, verse 15. Listen to this. And Lord, stop that clock. In the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 30, verse 15. Now don't stop the clock. You'd have to stop the world. Jeremiah 30, verse 15. Help me speed up. Why do you cry out over your injury? Pay close attention. This is exciting. Your pain is incurable. That's news. Because your iniquity is great and your sins are numerous. What happens when you repent? Everything changes. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When all means all. Your pain is incurable because your iniquity is great and your sins are numerous. Until you repent of your sins, it might just be you're incurable. I have done those things to you. God says, I brought judgment on you or allowed judgment to fall on you because you rebelled and rebelled and rebelled and you would not repent. And the only option I had was to bring judgment on you, hoping that would be redemptive and bring you to your senses. But you see, God allowed judgment to fall on them because of their persistent rebellion, but they had caused their own captivity and pain. And that's where a lot of people get in real trouble. They start thinking, well, I caused this. And because I caused it, I just got to suffer through it. No. That's the devil lying to you. When your sins are forgiven and blotted out, everything changes. We may have caused our own captivity and pain, but the Lord is here to deliver us. Their emotional hurts and scars were incurable in the natural, but not with God. You see, God forgave them and totally restored them. Look at verse 15, 16. And all your adversaries, every one of them, will go into captivity. He says, because you made things right with me and you're serving me, everybody that fights you, I'm going to fight them. All your adversaries, every one of them, will go into captivity. Are y'all being set free by the anointing of the Word of God? Amen. I will deliver you, heal you, and remove your enemies. You got enemies? God will take care of them too. Thine enemies that rise up against thee shall be smitten before thy face. Where have you heard that? You hear it every Sunday, right here. Because that's part of Deuteronomy 28. So this is all good news. Very good news. All your adversaries will go into captivity. And look at verse 17. For I will restore you to health. Now part of their problems were emotional hurts and scars because of iniquities and because of captivity. So he's really talking here about healing them emotionally and mentally and spirit in every way. And of course physically, because it's all tied together. Verse 17, for I will restore you to health and I will heal you of your wounds, declares the Lord. Well, I did it to myself. So what? All of us have done things to ourselves. God heals us. God restores us. But you got to believe that. This is the Word of God. See, he is promising to restore their mental and emotional health and do the same thing for us. He is promising to restore their mental and emotional health because they have been so badly abused through their sins and captivity. They'd been abused by people too. You see, our pain hurts. Our pains, hurts, and scars are not incurable with God. Psalm 34, verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of some of their troubles. Oh, I read that the way we live it. Let me read it the way it's written. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Well, that is just not possible. It's not possible for you to do it, but it's possible for God to do it. All. And as long as you believe it's not possible, then you don't have to worry about getting it, because you're not going to get it. Jesus said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Verse 18, believe what? The word of God. When people believe Jesus, what were they believing? They believed in his word. Who told them he was the Son of God? He did. And they had to believe his word. Verse 18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Nobody understands what I'm going through. There is one who understands. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Until you're healed on the inside, you're not going to go very far, because it will hold you back. You see, are you broken and crushed? And did you cause it? Or did someone else hurt you? Doesn't matter. The Lord is the healer and deliverer if we repent of our sins and put our faith in him. The Lord hears our cries and delivers us from our broken hearts and crushed spirits. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10, here it is. This is how you do it. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. The things in heaven, the name of Jesus moves heaven. Of things in heaven and things in earth. In the name of Jesus will move things right here on this planet. And things under the earth, it moves demons and devils out of your way. If you know your authority, cast them down so they can't harm you. You say, if you have been taken captive by demons, and devils are by demonized people, Jesus Christ has come today to set you free. Every one of us. Everyone in this room, and everyone listening through live stream or the radio. The name of Jesus is key. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command you to get your hands off of me and be gone. In the name of Jesus. You got to do that. Do it yourself. Come on. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command you to get your hands off of me and my family and friends and neighbors and church people and be gone. And be gone. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to bow his knee. Let's stand.